Coronavirus has left many industries searching for help to get through the economic downturn from the pandemic. For oystermen, that has meant fewer people going to restaurants where much of the harvest is sold. Jeremy Cox is a reporter for the Chesapeake Bay Journal and has co-written a piece on how they are faring. In our second segment, we talked about what the government is doing. What kind of assistance financially have the oystermen been getting from the government?
So, yeah, they have been available to get the PPP loans, and they got that first round of that. The state of Maryland has released a lot of money for them. They're accustomed to working with the government and filling out, by this point, filling out applications and that sort of thing. So, you do see the money being dispersed. But what you hear from these operations is, this is tiding us over for now, but in the long run, you can't live that way, right? It depends on how long all this continues. And I said that bottleneck is not on the harvest side. Like, they're going out and they're harvesting and, doing their best to social distance if they're kind of, have some people outside their families helping them. But really that bottleneck is on the demand, on the restaurant side, because people are just more apt to get their oysters eating out, have someone else suck it for them, right? I've not had a lot of experience, but it's a pain in the neck, right? So until that restaurant situation gets sorted out, it's going to be really a tight spot for a lot of these oystermen.
What has been the governmental reaction to this in terms of restrictions?
Yeah, here in Maryland, there were no real significant changes this past season. Again, in light of the fact that the population appears to be, pretty stable there. But there, continues to be what many of the oystermen would consider, draconian measures upon them, such as, they can't go out on Wednesdays right now. And they haven't been able to go out on Wednesdays for a couple of years because that's just one of the ways that they're trying to make sure that the, population doesn't get overfished. And it just, makes their lives that much more complicated.
Is there any sense that some of those restrictions might be eased a bit, given the fact that the oyster population may very well indeed grow?
Oh, that's a good question. We don't know, how much the harvest will be down until really the end of the season and maybe a little bit after that. But that's a good question because we have these two countervailing trends right now. The one that you mentioned there, that portends maybe augurs well for the oysters that we're not harvesting as much. Okay, so maybe you have some more oysters for next year's class. But on the other hand, like I said, recruitment, as they call it, the new oysters coming online, are down a little bit over the last few years. And so when they're ready to reach the adult stage now, they're not going to be there for us. So, yeah, maybe we have more older adults and fewer younger adults, and things just kind of, wash out. It's a wash in the end, perhaps. But we'll have to wait until next, the next oyster dredge survey, really, to know, what's going on here.
Jeremy Cox is a reporter with the Chesapeake Bay Journal and has co-authored a look at the impact of the coronavirus pandemic on the oystermen. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.